Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Brian Matamore, the author of Idea Stormers. We're talking about being a facilitating leader, folks. You know, Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. I've got so many people in our brain trust who are leadership experts. We've talked about, you know, if people listen to this show, they should be able to find some way to become a better leader, because how many different ways have we talked about leadership? And every one of them are valid, Brian, and I'm really glad that you're bringing this idea of a facilitating leader to our attention, because if you can't innovate in the 21st century in what I call the age of the customer, then you're destined to extinction. The only variable is how long will it take? What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And one thing we talked about before was this idea of humility, if you will, within the facilitating mm-hmm. leader. That's part of
how
the
does that
here.
How does that and see, you know, humility. If you're a rompin' stompin' entrepreneur and you had some success, humility is not one of your long suits. Probably.
No, it's not. So maybe you have the wife or the husband bring you down a few levels.
Yeah, or a teenager, that works too.
Yeah, but also the other thing, yeah, absolutely. I think the other thing too, to your point, is that the customer or the consumer, whatever, needs to be an integrated partner in the work you do, and they'll help you be humble.
Thank you for saying that, because. Yeah. I've said for a long time, you know, people have been wandering around trying to find the mysteries of business success, and it's not a mystery. Just ask customers what they want and give it to them.
Yeah, and you got to keep asking them, too. You get a big success,
over and over.
And then you forget
every day.
To ask them. You
every
go
day,
back
you got to ask some customer what they want, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can ask them creatively. Mm-hmm. You can ask them with interesting questions, and you'll get new stuff for
but
sure.
But how does facilitating leadership... How does that fit into all this?
Well, a big part of it is just being schooled in the how-tos of idea process, if you will, or the ability to help people get different ideas. You know, I'll share one other technique with you. This is called the worst idea technique. And you just come up with not a good idea, but you know, 20 bad ideas. And you think, well, how stupid is that? But then what you do is you take those bad ideas and you either flip it or find something good in that bad idea. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed. We get, you know, we've had multi-million-dollar businesses created with this very, you know, ridiculous technique, frankly.
Give us an example. You got a little quick example?
Yeah. We were working with a very large information services company. And what's the worst possible idea they could think of in that company? That worst possible idea was, let's give away our information instead of charging for it, right? I mean, can't get worse than that,
that's right? Yeah.
And so we explored that, and we said, well, what if we gave away only part of our information, mm-hmm. if we sampled it? And if we did that, and this is what they did, they then found that there was this virtuous cycle, as the manager said. He said, we gave a little information away. People wanted to be part of our database. They wanted to increase their own presence on the database, and that led to the multi-million-dollar service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how simple is that?
Well,
right?
it's really a breakthrough thinking, but in a lot of ways it's classic and old.
Absolutely.
For example, what you just described is what I learned decades ago called the puppy dog close.
Oh, tell me about that.
If they take the puppy dog home with them,
oh right.
What do you think? You think you got a sale or not? You know? You know, you're looking for puppies? Well, just take this one home.
Yep.
No, don't pay me. No, don't pay me. Just take it home. It's the puppy dog close. And, of course, it's a metaphor for a lot of other things. But that's something that, or the kids meal, or kids eat free. That's, people have been doing that forever.
Yep.
Right?
Sampling, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so what you did was you wrote it large. And applied it to the information age, and scaled it.
Yeah, and this is just one. I mean, in the book, there are probably 30 different techniques beside the worst idea and the whiteboard technique. There are dozens and dozens in there. And so, you know, as the facilitating leader gets schooled in these things and knows how to use them, they should get to the point where they never feel they can't get a new idea.
Right.
That's the goal here.
And folks, this, you've heard me say before, that the days of an idea lasting for a year are gone. I've talked about the velocity of change, how things are moving so fast. The things that Brian's talking about and the things that you'll learn in his book will help you to put your track shoes on and stay up with things. Right, Brian?
I love that. Put your track shoes on.
The way you got to have in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, Brian, if you don't have your track shoes on, you're going to get run over by other track shoes.
Yeah. And the last thing I would say about it, the whole, you know, some of our clients have said, you know, we don't have any problem getting ideas, and I hope your listeners feel that, but if they don't, they certainly can get ideas. But, you know, they say our problem is getting stuff to market successfully. And the way to look at that, or innovation as it's called, the way to look at that is to say, well, these are just problems or challenges, creative challenges along the way. So these techniques will work not only for getting the idea, but kind of bringing the idea to market successfully.
Right, right. Hey, give us that website again, Brian.
The website is www.growth-engine.com.
Growth-engine.com. The book is called Idea Stormers, Brian W. Mattermore. Hey, Brian, come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Good job today. I told you we'd get smarter when Brian joined us. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Take us out.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.